Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Our last tip on high-quality CPR, we reviewed objective measures for ensuring good CPR. One of those measures was end-tidal CO2 using quantitative waveform capnography. In addition to its use to help ensure good CPR, waveform capnography is also used in ACLS as a way to confirm placement of an endotracheal tube, identify return of spontaneous circulation, and during post-cardiac arrest care. The use of quantitative waveform capnography is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Remember that we can use quantitative capnography to measure exhaled carbon dioxide while using a bag valve mask device and a basic airway. If we're performing rescue breathing on a patient that isn't breathing but has a pulse, we should see an end-tidal CO2 of 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury. If the CO2 suddenly drops, we should check a carotid pulse in the ECG. If there's no pulse, we'll immediately begin CPR starting with chest compressions and deliver a shock as soon as possible if the ECG is V-fib or V-tach, or administer 1 mg of epinephrine rapid IV push for PEA or asystole. We should administer 100% oxygen by attaching supplemental O2 running at least 10 liters per minute and using a BVM with a reservoir for every patient in cardiac arrest. We can use waveform capnography to measure CO2 with or without an advanced airway. If the CPR coach or another member of the team notices a peak wave less than 10, they should speak up and give critical feedback to the compressor and ventilator. Based on this objective feedback, it may be time to change positions. Maintaining fast and deep chest compressions for at least 80% of the time during a code is our goal, and chest compressions are physically demanding, so changing positions every 2 minutes or 5 cycles is a good practice if you have the staff available to do so. In addition to auscultation of bilateral lung fields and the epigastric area, waveform capnography is an additional method that can be used to confirm endotracheal tube placement. If there is no waveform on ventilation, the tube should be repositioned to obtain a waveform or removed altogether. It is not appropriate to stop CPR for an X-ray to confirm tube placement. If we hear bilateral breath sounds and have exhaled CO2, the tube is in the right position. The reason this works as a method of placement for confirmation is because the stomach doesn't give off CO2 when the esophagus is ventilated like the lungs do. During CPR, if we notice a sudden rise in the CO2 above 30 millimeters of mercury, this could indicate return of spontaneous circulation. A pulse, spontaneous respirations, and responsiveness should be checked at the completion of the current chest compression cycle. Once ROSC is obtained, we should balance our ventilation rate, tidal volume, and O2 concentration to maintain a pulse ox of 92 to 98% and an end-tidal CO2 of 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury. Remember that a pulse ox is not accurate unless the capillary bed is being perfused, so ensure the patient's systolic blood pressure is above 90 millimeters of mercury and the pulse on the pulse ox matches the ECG or a palpated pulse rate. Small changes to ventilation rate, tidal volume, and O2 concentration can have significant effects on a patient's oxygen, carbon dioxide, and pH. In the inpatient setting, management of vent settings is usually a collaboration between the respiratory therapist and the physician managing post-arrest care. Pre-hospital professionals and those working in areas without physician direction should follow their local protocols, policies, or SOPs and only perform skills within their scope of practice. I hope that you found today's review of waveform capnography and ACLS helpful. If so, take a few seconds to leave a 5-star review. While you're there, consider making a donation to the American Cancer Society via the link to my Real Men Wear Pink fundraiser page. Your donation to the American Cancer Society helps to fund breast cancer awareness and self-exam education, screening mammograms for women at risk, support services for families that have to travel for cancer treatments, and groundbreaking research into new cancer diagnostics and treatments. If you're financially able, I hope you'll consider making a donation and make a difference in the battle against breast cancer. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.